And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
You know, I'm dealing right now with actual cases where, for example, a reporter who mocked at Liz Crokin for Pizzagate was himself arrested with child pornography that included babies. Babies involved with grown men. Want me using your children in ritual sacrifice, in satanic ritual sacrifice, then you have to stand up and do something about it, because if you don't, your silence, your lack of action, or for example, what you just did on The View, what you showed there, that is viewed as consent. So you've just now consented to it, so they're not committing a crime.
Well, folks, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We have been bombarded by so much lately. It was nice to see President Trump in Iowa to keep the speeches coming and more. The biggest news comes out of Chicago as the black community standing up against the Democrats. Finally, they had to see it and feel it. It's just the beginning, folks. We got a lot to cover today. Here we go. So, folks, I want to play something I played at the end of one of the videos a few weeks ago. It's Paul Harvey, Warning to America. If you're looking at your screen, Ultra MAGA Party put this together, added a few things, made sure that the audio sounded really good, and I just want to make sure we play this at the very beginning.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography.
We're talking about 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds. He's got over 600 images, gobs of video footage of these children. But you say this does not signal a heinous or egregious child pornography offense. And then you went on to say the defendant was merely trying to satisfy his curiosity. That's somehow a reason to only give him 3 months. Help me understand this.
Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Very chilling. And if you're looking at your screen, the way that these images were brought up, that was a lot of work. Way to go, Ultra MAGA Party, and showing us exactly how this was playing out years ago. Paul Harvey had it nailed. We head to President Trump taking the stage in Ankeny, Iowa.
These are our friends. These are the people that are going to really help us on that very special evening coming up in 45 days, right? 45 days. And we're going to do something that I think it's the most important election in the history of our country. I used to say that about 2016, but this will be the most important election in the history of our country because our country is going to hell. It's going to hell rapidly. It's not taking long. In fact, it's hard to say this because it's such a negative thought, but 1 year is a very long time. We're actually now even a little less than a year, but that's a very long time. The kind of destruction that they've been doing to our country is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Not acceptable at all. Country is being destroyed. He reminds us of this all the time. Folks are paying attention. I think I wanted to show you something now. I was going to wait till later. As he went to Iowa, this was sent out by Dan Scavino, if you're looking at your screen. And there's a woman weeping, tired, broken, not seeing anything great for the future unless true leadership steps up to the plate. Dan Scavino posted, "We've got you. Stay strong. Grab your family, grab your neighbors, grab your friends, and get out to caucus for real Donald Trump on January 15th, 2024. Let's go, Iowa." Anybody else feeling like this? Anybody else sitting down on their couch? House is empty. Went to pick up the Bible and just lost it. Many are. I had one saved for the end, but I'll play it now. This is President Trump as he gives a speech. Folks noticed a pause. I don't know if this was Iowa or not, but I know that at one point in one of his speeches, he also had the face of just wanting to weep. Check this out. And the way that he's looking around, you can notice, and I mean, you can just see on his face, he wants to talk, but he can't. He doesn't want to show anything, any type of scratchy voice or anything, because he doesn't want folks probably to know that at times it's pretty emotional. We're all made in the likeness and image of God. And we know when God was on earth, Son of God, Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Periodically, we are shown in scriptures that he wept. And so as we go through all of this, the destruction, the pain that's been thrown at us, the folks that hid this from us for years, making us look like everything was just honky-dory, we had great elections, we were all, you know, voting for this president, that president, looking for a great future, looking for change and all this. It was all make-believe, and President Trump shows up, destroys all of that. Folks start waking up, and now the evil ones have been fighting us since 2015 and beyond to today. They have not given us rest. They've done all they can to destroy this man and his family, destroy us, deplatform us, take us off of Patreon, Teespring, YouTube, and more. I mean, folks have just been, their lives have been demolished. I got an email from one of the folks that used to support me on Patreon before they took me down, flight attendant, did not take the jab, watched many of the folks that did take the jab. They're sick, they're dying. And she's running out of money and resources. She's upset. She's in pain. And President Trump continues to address this.
American dream is dead with them in office. It's sad. We had such a dream. We had such an American dream. We had such an incredible administration. But it died when these people came into office. Over the past few years, you've watched Biden and his band of Marxist, communist, fascists try to crush free speech, censor their critics, criminalize dissent, destroy attorney-client privilege, which is something nobody ever thought they'd see in this country, and even attempt to imprison their leading electoral rival by far on bogus charges. That happens to be me, in case you forget. Happens to be me. But somehow I'm not worried. I'm not worried. That's why we're doing this, because we have to straighten out our country.
That's why we're doing this. Not worried. We had to do this. We had to wake up the masses. And no, as we've gone through this over the years, it's been very difficult. Times when we get excited, times when we're up, times when we're down. They had to know this entire time with this, as we remember, the pause that they pulled in and more. We're going to show that as a reminder. Things had to play out the way they are to wake up those that are asleep. And I tell you, even those that I've been around, even the pastor that I was driving in a van once years ago, before we stopped attending there, got so angry at me for telling him the truth about how Satan lies and uses mainstream media. Couldn't believe it. Believe science, believe the media, because they are truth tellers just like the Bible. When I told him they are not, they are used by Satan, who is the liar and the father of lies. Instead of agreeing and understanding and asking questions, he was filled with anger. It reminded me of a debate that I saw this weekend where a pastor acted like a child because all the truth that was thrown at him from Scripture made him angry. It's hard for folks. We have to pray for those that are not awake. I remember being angry when somebody told me 9/11 was a farce. I couldn't believe it. I was filled with anger and rage. I remember that. Thank God he rescued me from that and showed me the truth. Federal court rules Trump does not have presidential immunity from January 6 civil lawsuits. They're still after him. MJ Truth showed this. Here we go. Federal court rules Trump does not have the presidential immunity, right? Fear not. All I see are precedents being set. That is why he is President Trump. Way to go, MJ. Remember, they've opened Pandora's box.
You wrote today on Truth Social, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the USA, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family.
Well, they've opened up the box, but now they've opened up the Pandora's box. And now we can do it now, because now the box has been opened. It's the Pandora's box that has been opened, and it's been wide open. So I'm allowed to do that. People will...
Pandora's political elite box. He's also broken the veil, and now Trump's allowed to do whatever he has to do.
And now I can say things that normally, out of respect for the presidency, I would never have said things like I can say now, because they've broken the veil. And when you break the veil, I'm allowed to do what I have to do. And he's the most corrupt president we've ever had. He's
allowed to do what he has to do. And never forget, the pause allows for people to see how bad it really is.
Much criticism is being placed on the fact that the Republican Party should have done better. And frankly, much of this blame is correct. But the citizens of our country have not yet realized the full extent and gravity of the pain our nation is going through. And the total effect of the suffering is just starting to take hold. They don't quite feel it yet, but they will very soon. I have no doubt that by 2024, it will sadly be much worse, and they will see much more clearly what happened and what is happening to our country, and the voting will be much different. 2024. Are you getting ready? And I am too. And one of the beautiful things of the pause, if there is such a thing, is a beautiful thing. One of the important factors of the pause is that we see how bad they've done. So we will be able to do it properly, and it will be much easier. Everybody will agree with us because everybody sees what a bad job has been done during this two-year period, and it will be a four-year period. Everybody sees that. It will be much easier for us to do what has to be done.
It'll be much easier to do what has to be done with a pause. It'll be much easier for President Trump to take over, to then ensure that, according to law, folks that committed treason against our country and stealing elections for years, and crimes against children for years, and crimes against humanity with Big Pharma for years, it'll be much easier for folks to accept having them arrested, tried, and put away for treason. Had he done this when he first became president with all the knowledge that he had from years and years of this operation playing out, had he turned around the moment after inauguration and said, you're all under arrest, and had the military, who actually walked up behind him, the JAG, if they would have just turned around and he said, take them all in, the world wasn't, they weren't ready for that. We know that. There would have been panic. There would have been chaos across this entire earth. How dare you take Obama's? There's great. Don't take Barack and his husband, Michael. Don't take the Clintons. We love them. It would have been just crying and people would have had no clue. But now we're getting closer to the fact where folks are realizing just how corrupt they were, how evil they are. The Bushes too. The Cheneys. Whew. Do you get it? Well, here's something to help you. Folks, if you're looking for a gift, maybe give the runner on your list the gift of less pain after exercise. Wouldn't a calmer mind this holiday be the perfect gift for yourself? CBDistillery.com has you covered and their full range of carefully formulated CBD and plant-based solutions. CB Distillery's healing plant compounds are made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and with over 2 million customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. This year, give the gift of a calmer mind, better sleep, and less pain after exercise. And with code LT, you can stuff all their stockings for 20% off. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code LT for your discount. No prescription required. That's CBDistillery.com. Promo code LT for 20% off.
You see 26,000 people from China, all young males. Okay, so what's going on with that? 26,000 people just was reported over a short period of time. This isn't a long period of time. So what are we building, a little army in our country? And we have.
Is he telling us what's going on? We showed you the video a few weeks ago where you had all these Chinese military haircuts, nice clothes, just coming across the border. Are they setting up a military to infiltrate our country? Folks looking into this? Is America aware of what's going on? Not only that, if you're an illegal and you come across the border, you're actually taken care of more than you are if you served our country as a veteran and went to fight in other wars and you weren't home during the holiday seasons because you had to leave your family, or you were away from family because they stationed your entire family overseas in another country where you couldn't come home, you didn't have enough money. But boy, if you come here illegally, they take good care of you. Check this out.
To use in the VA. I pay an exorbitant amount of taxes to this country, and I can't even get seen for basic needs. But illegals can. They can literally cross the border with all these pre-existing medical injuries or illnesses or whatever they have going on, and they literally walk right into a primary care doctor or specialty care doctor and get whatever services they need. And what we're learning now, Darren, is that the VA is part of facilitating the reimbursements and the payments for this. Now, VA's denying they're involved in this, of course, but there's a VA in front of the process by which these healthcare providers get reimbursed for the care they're providing for illegals.
No, absolutely. I mean, the documents are true. I mean, you can take a look at these documents, anyone online. There's a portal online at the ICE, which directs them to go to the VA. The VA, documents show from ICE that they processed, had 161,000 medical claims. ICE says that every provider that they take the unauthorized migrant to, that the provider has to send their MedPAR, their claims, to the VA. VA is processing them. Look, VA processes it for community care. They should be spending all their time processing the claims for veterans, not for other agencies, not for unauthorized migrants. It's a fact that they are doing it, and because of that, veterans are suffering, and they are ones getting bills, and providers are leaving the system. It's totally corrupt, and it's got to be investigated, and it's got to be stopped.
You're making my blood boil just hearing that. When you consider how difficult it is for a vet, first of all, to be seen at a VA facility, then to get authorized to go outside for care, then to get actually reimbursed for that because that system is so dysfunctional. Instead of focusing on making that work for vets, we're facilitating payments for illegals in this country to get medical and dental. And then the VA says, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Darren, thank you for doing the work on this. Folks can check out the story at foxnews.com. And I hope
Way to go, Darren. This information makes your blood boil. Many of us who are veterans understand this whole system and how crazy it is. When President Trump stepped in, remember, he said he's going to fix the VA. He saw all the chaos and the craziness and the folks that were hired to take care of the VA, just walking around drinking their coffee, collecting their government service checks, their contractor checks. They didn't really care. Now they're protected. Everything seems to be taken care of. And then they just give them new roles. They're like, look, all these migrants that are coming across, just take care of them. Put the VA in the back, but make it easy for these guys that can barely speak our language. Just take care of their medical, will you? Folks that aren't having it anymore, folks that are finally seeing it, would be out of Chicago. Check this out.
City of Chicago and any Republican candidate in the city of Chicago, now is your time, because we are done with the Democratic Party.
Deal with it. Deal with it. And so all of this is playing out through social media. It's being shared like crazy. It's getting millions of views. And, she's not the only one that's talking here. This video clip from Citizen Free Press, if you think you're going to have a peaceful Democratic National Convention in Chicago while our people are starving, stay tuned. Check this out from this clip here.
Black Americans, we're not African American. We're not people of color. We're not black and brown, minority, BIPOC, none of that. None of that. Strict, this is about our people demanding the resources, just as you've given these people, these newcomers who are walking into this country. And sister's correct. How do you take a new group of people that have paid no taxes, can't vote, and you put them in front of the voters?
I'm not going to pay them no damn taxes.
And so we say this to you, Mayor, Governor, President. If you think that they're powerful, that you have the acquiesce and answer to them over us, then you tell them to vote for you in these next elections. You tell them to support your Democratic National Convention. We're going to show you how we feel about the Democratic National Convention.
Turn it up.
Thank you.
If you think you're going to have a peaceful Democratic National Convention in the city of Chicago while our people solve it,
that's right.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
All right.
Oh, we're not going to stand out like they matter. And we
stay tuned.
Any of those who are about closing borders, we don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever. As long as you're about closing these borders, we can support you.
As long as you're about closing these borders, we can support you. So maybe they'll just close the borders. Maybe they put all this together just for that. Hmm? So what happens if the Democrats lose the slave grip on the black pop? Because that's what it's always been about. Projection. D's can't lose control over the black population. At some point, the Great Awakening will occur whereby these false local national black leaders are corrupt and paid off to help keep the black population poor and in need. Democrats formed the Confederate States against freeing slaves. The Democrats formed the KKK. What happens if the truth about Haiti is released? Do the Democrats lose majority of the vote? Through the looking glass, they rely on the mainstream media to keep the narrative going, but tech is entrenching on their controls. They missed this in 2016 and desperately attempting to censor now due to the cash infusions of the CIA. Remember, they went into Twitter, took over, and those Twitter files were released thanks to Elon. You guys starting to kind of put this puzzle together? It's pretty interesting, right? We know the results of the 2020 election. He wants to redo it. This is President Trump out of Iowa.
He only got indicted once. He got indicted. I got indicted four times because I'm questioning a crooked election. But we're not questioning it. We know the results. We know it. And when we go through courts, if we ever even have to do it, because you have presidential privilege, and also if we ever, we should never have to do that. But if we do, we want to redo the election only from the standpoint we want that election. We want to look at it very carefully. We have so much information. There was so much corruption in that election. You take a look. It's incredible.
So when he gets back in, not only will he right the wrongs, not only will he get rid of all, get the January 6 folks who have been arrested out, not only will he get our jobs back, have all of the crimes against humanity, those that committed those, gone, he's going to go back and revisit the 2020 election with all the evidence, with the right people in charge to expose it all. And then who knows, maybe after winning this next year, they'll say, well, since they stole the 2020, I guess you get that one back again too. Oh, it just gets gooder and gooder. So as this plays out, I thought I'd play this for you. President Trump retruthed this one. This really well done song, very clear on what's playing out in front of all of us.
America is slowly dying of a self-inflicted wound from a weapon that we're supplying. The past seeds of hatred that race in our bloodstream. We can't agree to disagree on the most basic of things. What's a man? What's a woman? What's the shape of the earth? When does human life begin, a conception or during birth? Meanwhile, the projects is more violent, and the Democratic Party stays silent. That's poverty pimping. That's when politics are poverty driven, and they pander to poor communities to get moral impunity. Capitalism is a black man's hell, but Marxism comes from Europe as well. It's not African. So pick a side to collect from. We run away from one slave master into the arms of the next one. And every 2 to 4 years, they pump fear, and we auction off our vote in exchange for some false hope. Listen, it's that blatant. Enslave us through taxation. Send money to Ukraine, and you paying at the gas station. Because this administration had plans for the inflation. Natural gas is the actual task. Check the pipeline. Now they want to fight crime. We tools in the plot. They wasn't talking gun reform back when Boo Boo got shot. Drug addiction was not a disease when Nunu had rocks. Now they change and readjust words because meth is in the suburbs. In the 90s, Biden locked up our people for coke. Now he's using taxpayer dollars to buy. You don't see the contradiction, or you too busy double tap dancing to pay attention? This is legislative lynching, economic Jim Crow. They feed us violence and spirits to keep us spiritually po. Is this conspiracy? No, far beyond the music. That crime bill defines.
Yep. So that was retruth. And interesting that President Trump would have that one go out. Did you guys know the White House got community noted? They put out that, this is Doge Designer, put out the White House. They dropped a little, you know, X out there. This week we learned monthly inflation in October was zero and the economy grew by more than 5% last quarter. Under Bidenomics, inflation is falling and the economy is growing from the middle out and bottom up. Oh, does that not show you who they belong to? Anyway, so then X, Twitter, puts a little post there. Readers added context. Post is referring to the PCE index percent change from the preceding month. Inflation is normally assessed annually, 12 months. However, the Fed's PCE goal is 2%. It is currently 3%. A more commonly referenced inflation index is CPI, which shows annual inflation of 3.2%. And Elon Musk replies to CB Dodge, Doge X is the best source of truth. How about that? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And when it comes to money and more, as they're talking about, we talked about that on our interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott, December 3rd. If you missed it, go check it out. That was yesterday. Silver's up in 4 days, up 5% actually, and more. I mean, we had a lot to talk about. It was absolutely brilliant how he just does amazing work. And you can actually reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott on your screen right in front of you, andweknow.com/gold. Just go to that. Reach out to him. Say hello.
Night out will create habit change, right? Punishment stops it for a short period of time because you don't want to get in trouble. But your heart never changed. Mm-hmm. Your fear of being punished changed, right? So,
right.
So this is the only way I think that you can actually change the society is through intervention from Jesus, right? And speaking to our hearts. So I was listening this weekend. Well, not this weekend, last weekend, to my old youth pastor, Chris Hodges. And so he's with Church of the Highlands, second largest church in America. I think they now have 50,000 people across dozens of campuses. I mean, it's pretty amazing what they've done. But he was my youth pastor growing up, and I learned a ton from him, and I still do. He's one of my spiritual mentors in life. Well, he was speaking on the kind of the rise and fall of countries and what happens. That was his sermon. And it was pretty fascinating. So let me share this quote with you, and that kind of amplifies our need for Jesus, right? So he said, and to add to that, I'm just catching this quote, you know, midstream. And to add to that, the historical reality that all great empires, the Persians, the Trojans, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, and in the later years, the British, all rose and perished within 240 years. They were not conquered by external enemies. They rotted from within. See, all of these great empires, 240 years was the max duration. Right. Well, let's look at the United States. 1776 is when we became a nation. So 1876, 1976, that's 200 years. And then 86, 96, 06, 16. So we're at what? 248 years.
Right.
We've just passed that longest term envelope. We're on the verge, you know, historically of falling. Well, why do they fall? Why is that the longest term? Because people are people. Ultimately, you start, you rise, you grow to prosperity, you have religious freedom, you have political freedom, and then you start to get apathetic and fat and lazy, right? It's like pockets are thick, wallets are thick, we're making a lot of money, and you just start to lose your reason, right? That God creates everything for you. And you say, I created this. And you become apathetic, you stop voting, everything.
So it's a very good interview. We talked a lot about a lot more than just the finances, but it's interesting because he even has a doctorate in theology and goes through this with us. It's amazing. Folks, you can find more about everything we do, our interviews and more at andweknow.com. That's where we try to send you. It's very easy to remember, and there's a lot of resources that you have here. When you go to our website, I'm showing it to you here now. If you go to it, you can actually click on Ock Podcast or Listen. And when you click on Ock Podcast, it'll take you to our Podbean. And we just ask that you go there and Subscribe to our Podbean, and it'll allow you to have pop-ups on your phone or on your computer when we upload new things for you. So the latest that I put as audio exclusive only was Saturday. Every week we're sending out a Bible study where every week I have like a new believer's Bible study, and we had salvation and eternal security this week. Just touched on eternal security a little bit, but we'll hit on it more this coming Saturday. But just wanted to make sure that you know about that as it plays out. You can hear the intro music.
A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people.
You're a peculiar people. So I got that, and I thought, awkward. We're peculiar. We're awkward, right, or whatever. And so I just use AWK/word, just playing with all that there. So a step further, you can go and see on our website, you can go to thepatriotlight.com. Just go to thepatriotlight.com. It's got all types of resources for you for everything that we're trying to talk about and share with you, the news, the politics, the markets, faith, social news, resources, and more from things that I share all the time. You can go find those resources there. Also, Instagram at @ok_828, and we're on ok updates on Facebook. We can't say them, we know, because they kick us off every time we do. And so also, you can grab our gear. A lot of folks are wearing our gear now. It's absolutely amazing. We've got new shirt out. I will not comply. You can see there with the eagle and the flag. I actually worked with the team on this. They work really hard to make sure we have the right ones, and has andweknow.com on the collar in the back so folks know where to get and hear about us. You can get your sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more. It helps spread the word and allows people to meet you. And some folks will ask, you know, how can I get to know more about Am We Know? Or, hey, I like that logo. What's that all about? And next thing you know, you've got a new friend and you're sharing a new podcast. And so it's pretty cool. So here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Gave on pediatric admissions weren't intended to make it seem that children were having, having an epidemic of infection. These were small numbers that we reported in our health alert. That was based on 50 hospitalizations, and I've now given you some larger numbers, but they're still small numbers. It really is to motivate pediatricians and families to seek the protection of vaccination.
Yep. So they basically readily admit to all of us that they just used 50, and then they gather it all and they put it out there. Just basically, you know, wasn't really designed to, you know, let you know the real truth. We just want to let you guys know how this plays out. But the real truth is folks are dying from this jab. Data from New Zealand Ministry of Health shows that the COVID vaccines have killed over 10 million worldwide. Now, folks, this isn't all I've got today. I'm going to share with you even more how they planned this out. The 2012 Olympics, I've got that ready to show you. We've got how they are now changing the obituaries. We've got some more communications going forward with Tucker Carlson, how it didn't go well with Robert De Niro, and he exposes himself involved in trafficking himself. So I've got some more to show you, so don't think that we're done yet. We're going to be covering this a little bit more. So data from the New Zealand Ministry of Health shows the COVID vaccines have killed over 10 million worldwide. Yeah. So does it make sense now? Fauci put $500 million of our money into that vaccine. He owns half the patent. He has five guys who are working for him who are entitled to collect royalties from that. So you have a corrupt system, and now they've got a vaccine, and it's too big to fail. Well, one of those guys that was calling him out was the inventor of the PCR test. Remember Dr. Carrie Mullis? We've talked about this before. He said anyone can test positive for practically anything with a PCR test. If you run it long enough with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It doesn't tell you that you're sick. And then he said this about Fauci before they killed him.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything. And I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine. He should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to. And they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera.
Yeah, they lie. They lie right in front of the camera. And he was gone right before they introduced the virus so that everybody would live in fear that 99.7% people survived from, but they kept putting out that millions of people are dying or on this earth, and they kept putting the numbers in front of us and scaring us all. And you think they'll do it again? Oh, yeah. White lung syndrome. Symptoms include coughing, fever, fatigue, cabal depopulation agenda, approaching election year. We're not doing this again. You know what they do? They then got everybody in fear. And then they said, go get your vaccine. It's gonna save you. You're not going to get infected. And then they say, well, nobody said you wouldn't get COVID if you're vaccinated. Oh, no. Fauci said, when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. He said that. Old Biden said, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaxes. Rochelle Walensky, CDC director, vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Rachel Maddow, the liar, now we know the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops. Bill Gates, the expert, the computer guy that came out of nowhere and all of a sudden is the expert. Everyone who takes the vaccines reducing their transmission, even though he did a nice little talk on a stage and said, we need to reduce the population. Well, we've got vaccines for that. Openly admitted to the public. Albert Bourla, Pfizer CEO, there is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines. Oh, yeah. So the elites, they tell us through their books and publications, their movies, news releases, what they're doing. It's called revelation of the method. Can't recognize it for what it is. Your problem is from their point of view. We had the 2012 Olympics play out. You remember they had the Grim Reaper from that and dancing nurses in the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics. Predictive programming for all of us. They wanted us to know by putting in front of the entire earth how this was all going to play out. They had that, and they had the nurses. You guys remember, makes a lot more sense. All of these things that I'm showing you on the screen are just remembering how they play this out in front of us. I mean, can you imagine what it takes to put stuff like this together for all of us to see? How they had to put that ceremony together so that you could see somebody up there with a vaccine, see all the children in their beds with the nurses and more. And so then you head to today. Social media influencer Samara Maloney died unexpectedly from a brain aneurysm on November 7th, 2023. There are many fake obituaries regarding her death claiming a car accident. That's right. So if you look at this here, what caused Samara Maloney brain aneurysm? Explained. Yeah. In a heartbreaking turn, the vibrant TikTok community was jolted by the news of Samara passing from a brain aneurysm. Well, you over to Kyle Maloney, they say that underwent surgery. Unfortunately, she's now in a coma, the details of which his family are grappling with, unearthing its totality. Another one has here, as they show it on the screen, Samara was telling Buddy, if you need anything branding design wise and you've been jabbed fully or half, I'd be offering $50 off. Send me a picture of Yemen Nation card. She was fully jabbed. And so as this plays out, they want you to know on a Vietnamese website that she was extinguished violently, tragically in a car accident. Website called Wealthy Peeps, Samara's life was tragically cut short due to a fatal car crash. Fake obituary number 3, website called Holly Bolly, on November 7th, the nation of Trinidad and Tobago, deeply shaken by the news of the ultimate untimely demise of Samara Maloney from a tragic car crash. Yeah. Another one, November 28th, 2023, 22-year-old Reed Ryan, football player for University of Minnesota Duluth football program, had a cardiac arrest during practice on November 21st and died a week later on November 28th. He had 4 seasons, full scholarship, welcomed as a Bulldog. And the real obituary, much loved son, brother, uncle, teammate, and was welcomed by the angels into heaven on November 28th. He was born, blah, 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 following a football team, workout in the weight room. He had a cardiac arrest. Had a heart condition, large, loving heart. While he was still in the hospital alive, someone commissioned 2 fake obituaries for him claiming he died in a car accident. They were released November 26th. He died November 28th. That's right. One day at a time, this stuff keeps getting revealed. And then you head to Walmart and you notice that they're pulling their ads from X because they can't handle the truth coming out anymore. As a matter of fact, Walmart announced they will be placing at, they won't be doing this, and it's all happened because Elon Musk posted something about Pizzagate. Tells you everything you need to know. The holidays are around the corner. I know there aren't many brick-and-mortar stores anymore, but maybe we would try our best to not give the communists our money because, folks, if you're not familiar with Pizzagate, those that are new to this, there's a lot to be revealed, and this is why they're going to be dealt with real soon. Here's a clip that I had put in the description box below for you to watch. It's an hour and 34 minutes, so I'm just going to play a few.
Pizzagate.
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 A conspiracy theory.
Debunked internet conspiracy theory.
A fictitious online conspiracy theory.
We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates. Which
now, before I play some more of this and some other things that are about to show you in this video, just wanted to warn you, for children, if you got them, maybe you don't want them to see some of this. Okay? In 3, 2, 1.
Means it's easier to kill them and have no one ask where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Our government, there's 2 elements. There's the overt and the covert. I was a member of the overt group. The covert group are involved in assassinations, drugs, the kidnapping children, so on and so forth.
The fake story was widely debunked.
They have no evidence for this. It's really crazy stuff.
Why is it that the topic of pedophilia is such a closed conversation? And clearly one of the reasons is because you have pedophilia at such high levels of government, at the highest echelons of government.
People need to face this. This could be their little kid. This could be their neighbor's little kid. This could be a relative's little kid. As unpleasant as this is, Americans need to come out and not only face this, but they need to start fighting it.
So you enter the Pizzagate. There's a lot to this movie. There's a lot of information. It shares a lot of deep things that are difficult for us to imagine. It's one of the reasons with all my children, I never let them go out of the house without me. If they wanted to go outside or whatever, when they were young, I would ride my bike with them. I'd go to the park and sit far away from them and watch just to let them have a good time if they were their friends. I was always on the alert. Never trusted anybody. Gave them a lot of training on to recognize areas where they're going to try to take our children because they do it. And so we know that the crimes against humanity was caught before the 2016 election. That whole thing came out with Seth Rich. We know that he was probably the one that gave the information to Julian Assange, who was then, because he released the email showing the Clintons and all their staff and so many people involved in trafficking of children, they put Julian Assange away, these evil ones that are at the very top that worship Satan. This continued as Tucker Carlson discussed it with Roseanne.
It's also about the hacking of the DNC.
That's what I think. Because he named Seth. He said someone named Seth gave him the...
Yeah, so I asked him directly about that in prison. Oh. I asked him about Seth Rich.
He asked Julian Assange about Seth Rich.
And he said, I'm not going to... And I mean this too. He did not budge on, I'm not going to reveal my sources. Well, but
that's great for him.
Right? So that means it was.
But it's pretty clear that those files were not hacked by Russia.
No.
There's no evidence they were hacked.
That was a leak.
Right. That they were downloaded from within the building. Right. I think Bill Binney, I think from NSA, former NSA officer, right, pretty much demonstrated that. And they lied about that. And we wound up at war with Russia as a result of that lie. So mm-hmm. like, that's a pivotal moment. Well, I completely missed it, by the way. You know, at the time, Sean Hannity was all over it. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know what that's about. I'm not getting involved in that conspiracy stuff or whatever. And then a couple years later, I happened to know some of the people involved in that personally, just because I live there. And I knew two people involved in it, one who worked at DNC and another who worked on MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department. And both of them were like, dude, that's, come on now. And I was like, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was obvious.
I thought it was.
So I didn't, I was so stupid because yeah. I lived well, there, you know, it was like, if you're surrounded, it's like, if you've ever known someone with an alcoholic spouse and they get divorced and then all the friends are like, you know, your wife was a really bad drunk. And he's like, I know she liked to drink, but she was an alcoholic. Really? Yeah. You're too close to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just couldn't see it. And Trump's arrival and the reaction to Trump really from my neighbors and everyone I knew in Washington. I was like, well, something's wrong here. You can't even answer simple questions about why we're doing certain things, why NATO exists or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the first tip off, but it took me several years to realize just how screwed up all this stuff was.
Yeah.
Because I knew everyone involved.
Isn't that something? It takes years sometimes to figure it out. Folks try to tell you, you're in shock when you start learning about the truths that are playing out in front of you day after day. So all of this playing out for us to see. Derek Johnson even says, part one, all right, this better be the most shared post of November. There's already overwhelming evidence of military occupation and continuity of operations plan with military and federal laws and orders via current bipartisan legislation. Yeah, U.S. Army leaders say the next war will be fought in mega cities, but the service has embarked on an ambitious effort to prepare most of the combat brigades to fight not inside, but beneath them. You guys remember they were funded. They're spending $500 million to train soldiers to fight underground. Why? Because that's where the trafficking happens. They grab them, they go underground. That's why they have a hard time finding the children when they're gone. Washington Examiner, subterranean warfare equals tunnels. Now let's look at Israel, November 2023 news. Gaza's tunnels loom large for Israel's ground forces. Israel-Hamas war. Israel says video shows Hamas tunnel under besieged hospital. Israel displays tunnel shaft at Gaza hospital and says it will let in some fuel. The tunnels of Gaza. How subterranean maze below the Gaza strips works. Weird. Why do we need to know how it works? Special K, also known as Kamala Harris, said the United States won't be sending any troops to Israel. Yet 10 days after that, a United States C-17 Globemaster was in Israel. What a coincidence. A manual for a .mil site from 2019 just so happens to have a chapter titled Egypt-Gaza Cross-Border Operations. Trafficking. All of this stuff playing out for us to see. Thank you, Scotty, for putting out these videos and reminding us about the Army spending this money, how they have the subterranean maze below the Gaza Strip from November 10th, 2023 articles, entrance into basements, money, and more. There are members of Congress who do bad things to children, says Les Crokin. Some are involved in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring, while others are blackmailed or compromised in other ways. There should be an investigation into any member of Congress blocking the request to subpoena Epstein's flight logs. Did you guys know Senator Dick Durbin just blocked Senator Marsha Blackburn's request to subpoena Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs? What's going on there? And then child grooming content on X reduced by 83% after Disney pulls ads. This is Babylon Bee, so it's probably make-believe numbers, but Elon Musk replied to it with a big laugh. So I told you earlier, just wanted to make sure I get to this. Well, since we're talking about trafficking, Robert De Niro, you guys know he had trouble with children and more. I believe it was in England. He goes to the Gotham Awards with Trump derangement syndrome. I'll play a little bit of this.
The beginning of my speech was...
I'll go to the middle.
There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Lying has become just another tool in the charlatan's arsenal.
He's talking about Trump, the charlatan.
The former president.
Former president, yep.
Lied to us more than 30,000 times during his four... Thank you. Years in office. And he's keeping up the pace in his current campaign of retribution. But with all his lies, he can't hide his soul. He attacks the weak, destroys the gifts of nature, and shows disrespect, for example, by using Pocahontas as a slur.
Yep, so here he is. Celebrities are used for political means to build echo chambers. They're rewarded with relevance and movie deals. Age of tech has hurt their ability to hide and control. Majority today were born into the circle. Investigate those in front of the camera who scream the loudest. Those people are really stupid and is near the media cleanse, JFK. So I wonder if he's been to Epstein Island. Well, Donald J. Trump made sure that we knew how he felt about this. Robert De Niro, whose acting talents have greatly diminished with his reputation now shot, must even use a teleprompter for his foul and disgusting language. So disrespectful to our country, he has become unwatchable both in movies and with the fools that destroyed the Academy Awards, bringing them from one of the top shows in the country to a low-rated afterthought. De Niro should focus on his life, which is a mess, rather than the lives of others. He has become a total loser as the world watches, waits, and laughs. Yeah, you guys look him up. He's been in a lot of trouble with children. A lot of disgusting things coming out on these guys. And so what they do is they attack those that they know they've committed the crime and they don't want folks looking at them. So they are taught in a satanic fashion. Attack those with the stuff that you do so nobody looks at you. Happens all the time. So again, I just told you about 2012. I didn't have it up earlier, so I forgot to play this. But again, this is the 2012 video showing you what they did at the Olympics for the vaccines to basically pre-program our minds. You'll be shocked when you see this.
Demons spreading like a virus. Zombie-like healthcare workers. Terrified children. Death. Why show the NHS? Why all the subliminal messages during the closing ceremony?
So in the subliminal messages, she's talking on the ground as they're dancing. They have headlines from newspapers. Look back in anger is one of them.
About anger. Death.
To die will be an awfully big adventure. That was also on the ground as they were riding, as they were walking.
Rage.
Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
And the end of the world.
This is the way the world ends. These are guys' headlines they had on the ground.
Can anybody please explain to us what any of this has to do with sports? With the Olympic Games? Who could have known back then that their so-called artistic show was actually an appalling glimpse into our future? We can never say we didn't know. We were warned all along. Just like they've already warned us about the next outbreak.
You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time.
Basically, the so-called COVID-19 pandemic was a huge global behavioral experiment. The biggest ever performed in the history of mankind. It was a test to see if we, the people, were ready to be enslaved. The cabal used a variety of torture methods, as described in the Amnesty International report on torture. But hardly anybody even realized they were being tortured. What methods were used? All of them. all eight methods to make the people submit, to break them.
Now, this is from Fall Cabal. Most of you know them. And I thought I saw something, so I went over to Telegram to check it out. But it looks like Fall Cabal official channel forwarded this David Sorensen should stopworldcontrol.com. Janet Ossebaard is missing and possibly committed suicide. And I just want to make sure that you guys know that that's on their Fall Cabal official channel on Telegram. And after that, they were still posting things on the official channel. And I haven't received any updates from then. That was November 29th. So it's interesting to see more posts, but I haven't seen anything officially other than them reposting that article. Strange. So all of this playing out and more. I mean, we've got so much that we can cover, but I wanted to make sure that we come to a close with Grasshopper always connecting dots on many, many levels. President Trump posted on December 1st, 2023 at 1903. This, who won the debate last night from Cat Turd? Was it Newsom, DeSantis, or Trump? Because they had a little, you know, a little debate. It's pretty hilarious. It was 12 hours and 27 minutes left on that particular thing when he posted this from President Trump, right? He made sure that was the timestamp left. Trump had 81% on that one. Boom. We're honored, proud, and appreciative. He posted it 12 hours and 27 minutes left. 12:27 says we're honored. We're proud. 9:45, boom. That's when this bad boy had a ticker number on it. Well, also you see 1903, and that's where we have Patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God activated the beam of light. We will forever remember your sacrifice. That's for JFK. And so we'll ring the bell of freedom, destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, our way of life, and our world, we the people. There's a prayer said every day in our operations area. And then where we go one, we go all. So all of this playing out, matching day by day things that we are being exposed to. And just a reminder, thank God that we have a leader, President Trump, who still goes out and gives speeches and lets us know how this is playing out. Thank God that we have the resources we have to get the truth out to people so that we can wake up this entire earth. Thank God that people are waking up and saying, I've had enough. I've had enough. I don't want to see this anymore. We've got to start working together in our local communities and get these elections straightened out and put real leadership in. Thank God, I think they're being cleaned out. And we're tired. And I want to play this clip one more time before we close.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you continue to guide and direct our lives, take care of us, allow us to know the truth, allow us to be exposed to the things that have been destroying our country day in and day out. And would you just give us the strength, those that are listening, to have the ability, the knowledge of what to do in our local communities, how to get involved, in our local school meetings and our local government meetings and our town hall meetings, and show us how we can get together with others to finally get our country back after losing so much. The morality level has hit lows according to the television screen, according to the things that our children listen to, the songs, the movies that they put in front of us, and more. We are really filled with a deep, sick immorality in our country, and you know it. And so we ask that you would somehow, through some miracle, may we look at you and just praise your name as we see all of this evil being destroyed one day at a time. All the folks that purport this on us, may they be taken away. May those that have been committed crimes against children or trafficking around this world be grabbed. May we rejoice in knowing, finally, it's all being put away. We know that evil will always be with us until the return of your son, Jesus Christ, too. We just look forward to that. But in the meantime, please give us the strength to make it day, one day at a time with you. Please protect us from the enemy. Protect those on the front lines. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for everything that you're doing with And We Know and sharing it and more. You're absolutely amazing. Please hit the subscribe button if you can and the like button if you haven't done so. We really appreciate that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know, signing out.
Want me using your children in ritual sacrifice, in satanic ritual sacrifice, then you have to stand up and do something about it, because if you don't, your silence, your lack of action, or for example, what you just did on The View, what you showed there, that is viewed as consent. So you've just now consented to it, so they're not committing a crime.